This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Medical report. We have some amazing guests here. I hope we have both of them. We have, of course, David Dunn, our representative in Montana. We have Dan Royal now. We'll try to get David Dunn later. Go ahead, Dan. Tell us about the latest on the COVID virus.
Latest on what? I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Dan. The COVID-19 virus. Tell us the latest. Go ahead with your updates.
One of the things about the virus that concerns us is the testing that's being done is designed to detect RNA, which is typically not a human virus, although it's affecting humans. It comes from animals. But the issue is when you test somebody for coronavirus using the nasal swab looking for RNA, it could be any of the seven strains of the coronavirus. So we have benign strains. You have two alpha and two beta that are with us all year long, and we've known about for 60 years, that can result in colds and flus and so forth. And so I'm not sure that the testing they're doing is specific for the COVID-19, which is contributing to some of the panic that we're seeing. As we talked a little bit earlier,
let me give you the specifics on that. Let me give you some science there. I'll insert some science. The test that they use is 65% sensitive to COVID-19. It picks up all these other strains and it doesn't differentiate. None of the tests, including the tests done in South Korea and Berlin, determine that. So there are hot spots of real COVID-19 that are killing people like crazy in New York and Seattle. But most of the people, even people who are probably dying of regular flu or some other virus or other complications of health conditions. And because they've said they had COVID-19 because their, quote, test was positive, they call it COVID-19 death. What's happening is when they see the death rate right now, like I think it's 1% or 2% here in America, they're deceived by the fact that the regular flu is only 0.1% lethal. The COVID-19, you know how lethal it is? 150 to 100 times more lethal. So that the real flu, COVID-19, is in places like BRI, the Belt and Road, in Iran and Italy, because they have tons of Chinese there that brought the real virus. And so they don't have just regular flu like we have in America. And the regular flu each year kills around 60,000 people. This year it's expected to kill 90,000. That's a regular flu, not talking about COVID-19. So these four senators that were positive, I guarantee if you did a gene analysis, none of them had COVID-19. Including this, the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Charles, I guarantee he doesn't have COVID-19. Or even this British Prime Minister. I guarantee you that what they have is a minor virus, because if he had COVID-19, he's not going to be sitting there just with a little fever. He's going to be an extremist. This is not a funny virus. This is a death weapon. Okay, please continue.
Yeah, it's like we talked
about. And by the way, it's coming. It's not here yet, but when it comes in full force, you won't be seeing a couple hundred or a thousand people dead. You see hundreds of thousands dead per day. Okay, this is a slaying nations weapon. This is the most infective virus in human history, and it has HIV genes. It's like getting a cold and dying of terminal AIDS in a matter of weeks. All right, and your mitochondria die because your immune system goes crazy. Go ahead.
Like we talked about before, there were a couple of Utah Jazz basketball players that had tested positive for the coronavirus. Donovan,
right,
who's an up-and-coming star, and Gobert, who's Defensive Player of the Year, and they ended up quarantining them. They were asymptomatic, and when the quarantine was over, they're ready to play basketball, but by that time, everything shut down. But what's interesting is the people that sat next to them in the plane or on the bus or shared a room with them, nobody else caught the coronavirus, which should be an indication that, as you mentioned, this was not the virulent strain of COVID-19. This was one of the more benign strains, part of many people's normal flora, either one of the two alpha or two beta strains that we know of. And we've known about
exactly.
We just now started testing for it.
Right. So what I think, and this is where I can see the lack of scientific rigor of even people like Fauci and these other doctors who go on Fox News and elsewhere. These people, to me, are blithering idiots compared to my level of knowledge of 48 years in this area. And if you're a real scientist and know the bacteriology and virology, we're dealing with something a lot more dangerous than even what Trump thinks. Trump thinks he's going to get people back on after Easter. The people around him are delusional. This is a nation slayer. And if we don't identify everybody who's a carrier of the real COVID-19 and give them viral suppression therapy, whether it's a drug or natural therapies like we have, we're going to see probably in the next year to year and a half, 1 to 1.5 billion people dead. This is the most deadly virus in human history. This is not a minor thing. It is designed, and by the way, when they did the simulation last year on this this thing with the Event 201 by Bill Gates and their group, they were going to force vaccine the people and chip them at the same time to be tracked so they know their GPS coordinates where they are. And the vaccine was supposed to reduce human fertility so you couldn't make babies after you got the vaccine. This is a fact, people. This is not my theory. It's in their video that they've actually published. Okay, go ahead.
And that's one of the problems with the vaccine that they give the young people. One of the problems that was identified with the vaccine being given to prevent them from getting sexually transmitted disease, it resulted in sterility, not only for the women, but for the men. And you mentioned Bill Gates. He and his wife go around the world, for whatever reason, preaching vaccinations. Everybody needs to be vaccinated for it.
That's because his father founded Planned on Parenthood. These people are globalists. They believe in reducing human population. I'm going to be sarcastic here. They are Draco-reptilian leaders that are being avatared by transdimensional entities that have no intention of letting the human race become advanced and become a galactic civilization. They want to terminate us before we ever get off planet.
And so anyway, there's a lot of truth and there's a lot of mistruth about the coronavirus. You know, one of the pieces of information that came out recently is that China, which tracks everybody with their cell phone and requires them to input their personal data, their health data into their phone, has lost 21 million cell phone users recently. Now, we knew that they were using incinerators going back a couple of months.
I got all the context on that. I have all the data on it. We know that even if you only took 10% of the people with their cell phones, because there's 288,860,000 migrant workers that migrate around the country, and they're paid about one-third the wages of an average Chinese working in the big cities, okay? But the fact is that this is the first time in history that their cell phone number dropped. And, you know, even if you said only 10% are actually terminated in an incinerator, I have videos that were sent to me from my Chinese contacts of elderly people wrapped up in plastic and put in the incinerators while they're still alive being burnt to ashes. The Chinese went haywire. They even welded doors shut in apartments so you couldn't get out. And you had to actually have your food brought in over the landing through your windows or whatever. You couldn't go out of the building at all. I mean, when they decided to lock it down, I mean, they did lockdown. And the fact is, they knew this weapon got out. They were making it, because I have documents going back 30 years, that the Chinese were trying to make a bioweapon that would eventually be killing non-Chinese or non-Asians. And the fact is, you make the weapon first, and you make the countermeasures, and they had an accident. They had an accidental release, most likely. And the globalists were talking about this years ago. They called Agenda 2030. Agenda 2030 was they want to release a bioweapon in 2030 that would slay the human race. This is early. And the reason why it's early is because of other events we're tracking with Professor McCanny and Mark Gaffney, who will be on next week, on Tuesday. The reason is that the explosion of Betelgeuse is causing earthquakes all over the Earth because of gravity waves. And what we're facing right now is a major event that's going to happen here in the next number of years. I mean, I can't tell you when the full event, because it collapses and expands in supernova, but it causes earthquakes and volcanoes and a thing called a pole shift. And that's why you see all of these globalists just last two weeks, they disappeared to their bunkers. They're doing a dry run for escaping when things get really haywire on the surface of the planet. And the fact is they've been pushed in their timeline to do things now which they were planning to do in 2030. Isn't it interesting? They actually published it too. They published this Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. It's all in their own planning. It's right there in plain print. Interesting.
It's
no
secret. Yeah. People don't want to believe it. It's a conspiracy theory, but conspiracies have existed since the dawn of time.
Well, their religion believes that they have to tell you in advance what they're going to do, or they get this negative karma that comes back on them. And if they tell you and you don't understand, so you're a willing victim, then they can do it. But the fact is, that's why I've had high-level Masons have confronted me and said, Deagle, you must be one of our white hats. You know more than even me and my buddies. I said, no, I'm not. I'm fighting you bastards. Okay? The fact is, these people are so twisted, they do both good and evil. Remember, they don't just do evil, they do good and evil to maintain and get what's called Degautu, the great architect of the universe. So their whole plan is they want to maintain control and then do good things or evil things. They'll do both. And their slaying of the population is what they, you know, like Malthusianism. It goes back, you know, to Thomas Malthus, remember the academic, that believed in cutting the population. And look at the Duke of Edinburgh, 1988. He said, I wanted to come back as a virus and kill the human race. That's the Queen's husband. Not too nice, people. And you think it's a theory? Read. Read Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, the World Watch Institute. Read the Georgia Guidestones. It's in plain print. Deagle didn't invent it. I just read.
Right.
We're going to break. I heard break. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. The venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Supplements. Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Some other technical things. We're going to get rid of my microphone working while I'm on break so you don't hear me talking about really intense things, by the way. It's all real things, too, though. We're coming back here now, and we are back with our amazing guest. Let me just go over here. Cut. Go ahead. Dr. Dan Roy, you're a genius guy. I mean, you're a JD. You set up the First Nations Board. You're innovating. And again, remember, it's important that we innovators get away from the regular medical system. The regular medical system, I call, do you like this term, Embamacare? Do you like that? Instead of Obamacare, I call Embamacare.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. They're basically making doctors be procedures to pre-embalm people before they actually die. And Embamacare. They got a few of the vowels wrong instead of Obamacare, right?
Well, people think if they don't have to pay for it, then it's worth having. But there's a cost for everything involved with the government, even accepting money during this bailout that we're experiencing because of this national shutdown.
Well, this is printing money on your back. They're printing money in the front out of all of our back pockets. This means as the government prints money, like I remember when I was a kid in the 50s, in Truro, Nova Scotia, because I was born in Detroit but raised in Truro. And I remember I'd go down to Creelman's grocery store and pick up cigarettes for my mom when I was 5 years old. And 4 or 5 years old. And I was a real good little boy. And you have, here's some 2 pennies to go get some candy, Billy. And I get a 2 penny, and I got a big bag of candy for 2 pennies. Back in 1910, before they had the Federal Reserve System set up, a penny is equivalent to what we have now as a dollar. So inflation is another way of indirectly taxing you. You know, some people realize you have a direct tax and all the indirect taxes and all the food and everything else you do. It takes so much of your year to pay off the direct and indirect taxes. We're basically serfs, but we don't realize we're serfs to the banker state, they call it, the bankocracy. So it's not much different than the serfs in the Middle Ages. We're just in a new form of serfdom. So I get a kick out of it when I hear the comments from Mikhail Gorbachev, when he went to work in the Presidio after the fall of the Soviet Union, he became a professor up there. He said, you know, your system is more subtle than ours. You guys actually have more control than the Soviet Union, but it's more hidden. And I agree. People don't realize that, do they? They think they got democracy here. It's really, it's like a joke, isn't it?
Well, everybody knows we're controlled in many ways.
Yeah, but it's always so hidden in a way that people think they have representative governments. Like, really? That's why we have people like Clapper and Brennan act like, you know, like they're demigods, and in some ways they are. And people don't get that, do they?
Well, I think what we have to realize is, so for example, here where I live in Las Vegas, the judges and the district court, they run for office, they campaign, and they accept campaign contributions. So by definition, they are corrupt. They have been influenced. And it's the same with their politicians. If they're running without accepting contributions, then they are truly independent. But that's not the case with most all of them. They're all influenced by whomever they seek money from, and that's the definition of being corrupt.
Right. Yeah.
So one of the things I mentioned to you earlier, which I just found out today, is the country of Italy is pulling out all stops. One of the things that they have recently done as of last Friday, they fast-tracked the pulsing electromagnetic field by bringing it into the hospital. They're now initiating a study using...
You're talking about Dr. Fischer's Salvitomat from Germany, right? The one we market. Salvitomat, and I'm sitting on actually a QRS mat, which is just a generation before that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm talking about the cell vital mat. They're bringing it in the hospital to use patients that have lung conditions because it's been found to be useful. This is going back to a study in 2018 for the treatment of COPD and pulmonary inflammation. One of the things I need to find out is what is the protocol they're using for this study, but you can easily use it several times a day without any problems. I've done that with my own patients, in fact.
Well, one of the things that I'm doing is these machines generate a specific frequency to raise the zeta potential. When the zeta potential of the cells is risen, viruses have a hard time attaching to your cell because it requires to have a specific polarity to attach to the receptors to invade cells. So just going on these now, we have the other machines like I have on the picture right now on the screen, the Magi and the Mini Magi. These are, you know, hardly the fiddle machines, but you got to watch them. They're very powerful. I tell people don't use them more than about 15 minutes, half an hour a day turned on, and you can wear it. You can actually turn on your room or your house, and it'll actually reduce ELF pollution and the ability of the viruses to attach. It's not the only thing. You want to take our NutriMeds too, but these machines like the Cell Vital, you've actually shown that in combination with the photon sound beam, which Tesla invented in 1893 before the International Convention, that was reproduced with some other technology added to it, that generates ozone in the body and generates a higher level of energy in the cells than almost anything. But the combination of the Salvito mat, you've actually done studies there in your clinic at the Turtle Healing Band Clinic in Las Vegas, that your cancer cell markers disappear within 2 to 4 weeks. So it means that you can majorly change the body by changing the hologram that regulates the body, right?
Yes. One of the things about the pulsing electromagnetic field technology for the cell vital is that it's designed to increase the millivolt charge at the cellular level, which if it's not optimal and it drops, then you end up with pathology and ultimately cancer. So one of the things that we need to be working on, and I know you're aware of this, is increasing the ability of the mitochondria to make energy, without which we all, of course, stop living and die. So to keep alive.
Right. Exactly. It makes a huge difference. I think one of the problems is our magnetic field of the Earth is weakening. 7,000 years ago, at the time of Adam and Eve, it was 4,000 times stronger. And what my research has discovered is that the Schumann resonance of the Earth generates mineral resonance that actually opens your ion channels, like the end of your telomere, end of your chromosome, talks your ion channels to let minerals in to turn on messenger RNA induction. And so if you don't have minerals in your diet, you don't have the harmonic resonant frequency to turn the mRNA, you don't make the structural proteins and enzymes to rebuild you each time. You don't make the building I call like the Lego blocks of life. And that's what's neat about these machines is they help your body induce that signal to noise to increase the production of the messenger RNA to start making those Lego blocks of life, which we have in our red deer velvet DR, and our oncomycin, which is the first receptor activated by stem cells called oncomycin. And they're called the ergothionine. So what's going on is we have a weakened population. It's weakened further by things like 5G network 60 gigahertz because it interferes with oxygen and nitric oxide. And in fact, that's part of the reason why you see people walking around, Hubei province and Wuhan. And they're just really walking along. They look like they're middle-aged or younger. And they just kind of keel over and crash. You know, so smash their teeth against the ground without even protecting themselves. So you know it's not just a normal ARDS or a normal onset of a flu. It's a combination of the e-toxins from electropollution and a weaponized supervirus, right?
Yep. Now, you can also protect yourself from electrosmog by using a magnetic sleep pad. We have a company here in Las Vegas that manufactures really the best I know of in the world. And as you mentioned,
there's all kinds of technology. I've been doing a film pod for 25, 30 years. Right.
Yes, and the Earth's magnetic field gets much higher. So let's say it was 5 Gauss. Now we're down to 0.5, and the polarity of the Earth is reversing, which means if that actually happens, people won't be able to get out of bed because they simply won't have the energy to function. So you need a higher magnetic field for your body to repair damage at night when you're sleeping.
Exactly. Yes, here's what happens. There's a thing, if you go into space, if you don't have a Schumann resonance like in a space station, your DNA turns off because you don't have what's called a Lin effect that brushes your electrons so your genes talk.
Breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A massive economic stimulus bill is heading to President Trump's desk after final passage by the House.
A quorum is present. The motion is adopted.
It's the largest economic rescue package in American history. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy calls the bill a commitment to do everything possible to help Americans in a time of great crisis. Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Seth Moulton and his wife are in self-isolation after showing symptoms of the coronavirus.
Well, the doctors have said I am symptomatic for COVID-19, as is my wife. We're fortunate to have relatively minor symptoms, a real tightness in the chest like I've never had before, but a relatively mild fever, body aches, fatigue.
Moulton is thankful that his children are not showing any symptoms. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Now, of course, I have lots of technology up on my site. We have an epigenetic frequency page I'm building. When I'm putting back everything up, I have the Selvito mat, the QRS mat, the Perlam Plus from, and the which generates a 30-foot field. You can generate to number of people. The Pearl ProGen 3, which actually will do microcurrent with specific frequencies through the body. I have actually worked on a technology. I have a test machine coming this weekend that's going to allow me to actually put the light frequencies through the infrared light pads now. So I can actually send you an MP3 on your cell phone or computer. You can put a little bus into your this little device, and it'll be an amplifier, and you can plug in your 5-pin MIDI amp connector to your light, your infrared light pad for your lumen photon. You'll be able to get your frequencies through the pad, because the body is a hologram but dependent on frequency. And if you understand that, it also explains why electro pollution is weakening people. They're making them more fragile and more open up for more pandemics. It's not just this pandemic. 130,000 antennas were launched in Hubei province just before this virus got out of containment. We have 10,000 of similar antennas across America, which is, 3.4 million square miles or something crazy. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot. So I people don't understand that what they did there is almost like a co-toxicity between electro pollution and the super weaponized virus that was created from gain of function in the University of North Carolina and a chimeric virus that contained the HIV genes from an animal lab in Australia, with the help of Mr. Charles Lieber from Harvard. And that's why he got arrested a month ago. Our government officially caught on. They're probably investigating this, but they're not telling the whole truth about the fact that our agencies, including the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, the FDA called the Fatal Drugs Allowed, the Center for Disease Creation, all these agencies gave information to the Communist Chinese so they could make the dang thing. Now, we didn't give it to them. The military didn't bring it over there, but the Chinese made it. And they're probably making it for some future globalist plan to release it, let's say, in 2030. But things got gotten stupid, you know. They obviously got out of containment. Probably a worker brought it out in their clothing, or someone got sick and had a minor case of the problem and then spread it to other people. It's so explosive. It's everywhere. Once it comes to a town or city, if you don't identify who has it and put them on viral suppression therapy, it's going to be like dropping a nuke in the city, literally, a viral nuke. How's that?
Doesn't sound too pleasant.
Well, what people should start grasping here, this is how plans of the, you know, there's an old saying for Robbie Burns, and I'm going to use it in my grandmother's Gaelic. She spoke Gaelic until she was 22 before she learned to speak English. She's a teacher of the organ and the fiddle. They call it the violin, okay, in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia. And Robbie Burns would say, the best laid plans of men and men, and here's the Gaelic, it says, gain after glay. In other words, often go astray. Gain after glay. And believe me, there's a lot of gain after glaying going on here, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Yeah. What's next? I mean, here's what I see in the timeline. If I can get through, and I got a contact to this morning with more data I sent off to Senator Tom Cotton and Congressman Dare Lysa, and I can get eventually through to POTUS, because all the advisors around Trump are morons. They say partial truths. They say some good things about hygiene. Talk about distancing. 6 feet is not enough. This virus can go 100 feet or more. It can be in a toilet. You can flush 10 floors down. They found this in Hong Kong. This virus can exist at least 3 days on steel and plastic. It may last longer. It probably exists not 3 hours, more like, you know, 10 to 12 hours in the air. And what's really dangerous is it's more likely to exist on stool or fluids in many days, actually. And if you have toilets and tap water, it wouldn't at all surprise me that this virus exists when you recycle water. What do you think? Go ahead.
Well, I don't know if it's really that hardy. My understanding is that it's susceptible to room temperature. So right now we're coming out of the peak flu season, and as the weather warms up, it's possible that the virus could be less virulent. Now, they say that they found
By the way, let me give you a little data on that. We're finding this, there's warmer countries that's still affecting them. It's level of vitamin D that's the key issue. Yeah, unless you get up to about 125 to 130 degrees, and the coronaviruses of all types kind of wither, it's not going to restop it. It's others, you know, immune defenses are going on there.
So they're claiming that they found traces of the virus in the Princess ship about 17 days after the people had evacuated. But you can find traces of the RNA. It doesn't mean the virus is alive. It's like finding a dead skeleton or a snake that shed its skin.
Exactly.
Well, for example, you can disinfect with alcohol. They're claiming that alcohol kills it within 1 minute. So there are ways to protect yourself and to...
Yeah, but alcohol is not as powerful as my Nutrisilver, which is monotopic silver with liposomes or neutrodine or plasma iodine.
Well, I mean, but the point is that there are products that can be used to disinfect if somebody's concerned about that. And most important is good hygiene. But even above all of that, it's to be healthy. Healthy people are by far less susceptible, as you know, that children, even people under 30, are more, much, much more rare than common. The people that are most affected are the elderly over 70 that have comorbid conditions and are immune compromised simply by taking medication.
I don't think it's age that grounds. We've seen 90-year-olds, if they're healthy and they have good nutrition, it's nutrition. If you're older, most older people have low B12 and folate levels. They have terrible nutrition. They're eating, you know, very bland diets. They don't get outside to get the sun, so their vitamin D levels are abysmal. And one of the most important nutrients is vitamin D and antioxidants like resveratrol and extended resveratrol like our dimethyl resveratrol. So what people don't understand, if you have really excellent nutrition and you're older, you're probably going to be fine.
Well, yeah, you know,
and that means our special nutraceuticals will jump to gene defect to protect you. So, you know, we're not saying it's a cure. We're saying that we're building you up so your native defenses are better. The virus can't attach or replicate, and you don't get a cytokine storm. We're just dealing with each step of the way to make you stronger and less likely to deteriorate and need a ventilator or go on an ECMO machine.
the problem is most people don't do anything to invest in their health. So that's why so many people are vulnerable. But there are some additional tests that can be done to ascertain whether or not you might be at risk for the virus. So, for example, when you do a blood test, you're looking to see if an inflammatory marker, your C-reactive protein is elevated, or your white blood cells are depressed, leukopenia, or your D-dimer is elevated. That's a test we obtain in patients to see if they have blood clots that are active. So there's more data coming out showing that it's more than just a fever and a cough. There are some blood parameters we can obtain to increase our index of suspicion as to whether somebody's benefited.
Well, blood viscosity is actually, I had a dual laser viscometer in my office. I had the only one west of Harvard. And blood viscometry is better than the PTRINR that measures the intrinsic or extrinsic blood pathways. The doctors treating with drugs like Eliquis, Xarelto, low molecular weight heparin, or Coumadin rat poison are wrongheaded.
Right.
This is not an extrinsic and intrinsic problem. It's related to zeta potential of the cells and things
Correct.
Like D-dimer and the Reloux phenomenon, which means the zeta potential of the cells is low, so they stack up and their blood gets thick. But it has nothing
Correct.
To do with these other things the doctors are chasing with the wrong drugs. That's how stupid the medical profession is. They're completely are chasing the wrong thing. It's like a mouse chasing something that smells like cheese, but it's not cheese. Not cheese.
Yeah, it's like a patient we had in our office. He'd gone to the VA, and he had a blood clot in his leg. They gave him Xarelto, but they never checked any parameters to see if he made any improvements. So when he came into our office, the first thing we did was, we took him off his medication because if
right.
he had a clot, he needs something more effective, such as an enzyme, which in this case we used natto kinase. And
right.
we checked his blood, and his D-dimer was perfectly normal. So
right.
he didn't need to stay on the medicine anyway, but if he needed anything at all, taking the enzyme.
That's what I use, the natto kinase. We also have lumbrokinase, another enzyme, which is from that's very effective. But the natto kinase, if you take adequate levels, and by the way, ours always has PQQ or paraquinoline, because the real issue is when cells get thicker, you're basically having a death of mitochondria. When mitochondria start to fail in the cell's zeta potential drops and they stack together. That's why people understand the virus doesn't kill you. You kill you. You commit what I call immunocide. In other words, your immune system kills you because it has an alarm switch and the building burns down because it's not a fire alarm. You throw the fire alarm and the whole building, your immune system goes on fire. The opposite of what you think, right?
Correct.
Amazing stuff. Back in a moment with amazing Dr. Dan Royal. Great to have you here. Man, you got to be on here regularly. And we're getting over, by the way, on my radio.co network. As well. We'll get your show over there somehow. Talk to my techie guy, Simon. He'll help you. Back in a moment. Your questions are welcome. 877-317-6432.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication, and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in 1 one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871.
Call me to later today or tomorrow. I'll explain about it.
Okay.
And we're going back live with Dr. Dan Royal. Dr. Dan, one of the things I'm talking to other doctors and health professionals is picking up my biophilia scanner and actually scanning, because here's the problem with a couple of tests that I've already talked to, and I'm sending this information on to Senator Cotton and Dara Lysa, and there's misinformation being given by all the doctors on Fox or CNN or MSNBC, and even by Dr. Fauci. The blood test that the British have for antibodies, antibodies take days or even a week or so to develop, so the test is quick, 15 minutes, but only detects antibodies. That means it tells you who has had the infection, so those people are probably going to go back to work.
Right.
It doesn't tell you who may have the virus in a a level where their level of viral load is rising, and if it's not a real sensitive test, it could be a false negative, the test is not positive. Second, the problem is this test that they do doesn't specific. It actually can pick up other coronaviruses and say it's positive. There's enough viral load, but it's not even COVID-19. It's a flu virus or some other coronavirus, even like herpes simplex, right? Like the people get in their mouth. So the problem is that the test is not accurate enough. Now, my thing is the biophilia scanner picks up the resonant frequency of the actual, let me see if I can pull up this data here. Here it is. Here. I got the picture of it. The biophilia scanner. I've been doing research for decades now. I'm certified through ISHA in Netherlands, through the research institutes in Moscow at the Nonlinear Institute under Dr. Nesterov, and in China, their research facilities with Mr. Ken and their Singularity. And the biophilia tracker with the new technology can actually tell you in a matter of seconds, if you put on the headphones and hold an electrode, if you have any health problems with your entire body. It does a harmonic scan, but also will tell you if you have the virus. Now, this is so sensitive, it'll pick it up before your even PCR test is positive. It's my feeling if your biophilia scan is positive, or, and additionally, maybe your PCR is positive, but if your biophilia scan is positive, You should be immediately put on viral suppression therapy, which could be natural and or if there's a drug available that's safe and non-toxic, which again, remember, it may not be. The drug we use, ribavirin, in the ICU, if you take it, you can drop your hemoglobin a gram a day, which means after a week you can go into heart failure simply by hemolyzing your hemoglobin. Not a good thing. So you have to understand the drugs that they want to approve may be good to kill the virus, but it might kill you too. And so right. The scanner, what you want to do is take natural molecules to not only stop the cytokine storm, but to suppress the virus from attaching and multiplying. And this is more sensitive than the PCR test and picks up quicker. It does it like instantly, like in a minute. So here's what my process would be. You'd have a guy in a hazmat suit, or lady. They'd have drive up in their car or van. You drive over, and they'd hang to the headphones, put it while you're still sitting in your car seat in your car. You'd hold the electrode, and in a matter of minutes, they would just scan you for, say, 5 or 10 minutes, boom, you're done. That data would be sent off, and you'd fill in the questionnaire, would tell you your name, address, phone number, all that stuff. You'd be given a nasal swab, like they do the regular one for the PCR, but you do two things. You do the test to see if you have the virus present based on a better test than the one they use right now. But you'd also send it off for what's called gene-clade genetic analysis. So it has to go out to a gene lab to sequence it through a place like nextstrain.org to find out exactly which substrain it is, because there's at least 21 substrains of this virus already circulating. People don't know that. 21 different substrains already. And the thing's going to keep mutating. That's why even like regular influenza flu every year, they never get the strain right. In the last 20 years, they've tried to make a vaccine against it, and every year they always miss it by gene sequences. So it's my feeling that you want to track the gene clades to know exactly what's happening. The virus tries to preserve certain gene sequences so it can still attach and still infect one person and infect another. But it's very probable there's going to be gene subclades that are going to be either more lethal or less lethal. Most likely, though, as this goes from pandemic to endemic, the number of people dying per year is going to be pretty astronomical. Unless we do three things. Improve people's native immune system, prevent the virus from attaching, including using radionic frequencies that can be broadcast to areas over towns and cities. They'll have to block the virus so its capsid can't do that, and also blocking the virus from producing nauglase. And we can do that with nutraceuticals. There are some natural nutraceuticals, and there are even intravenous ones that you can mention in a minute. And we can use radionic broadcast technology to block at 337 hertz the nauglase, which viruses and cancer can generate to knock out your macrophage, which kills viruses, cancer, and other pathogens like fungi and bacteria. So if you can knock out nauglase, the macrophage is still strong and able to get everything. If you don't, the virus has disabled the macrophage so the virus can replicate and continue taking over your body. So people don't know that this is how the battlefield works. It's not as straightforward as people think, is it?
No, you make a very good point. I totally agree, because we've done a study using an oral liquid called Oracell to lower nauglase so the immune system can do its job, as you referred to, recognizing and eliminating the virus. And then we do something similar with the type of DNA biofeedback to assess and treat patients as to whether or not the virus is still there. So, for example, if we test a patient and they have an active Epstein-Barr virus, so the EBV early antigen is elevated, and we check their nauglase, the nauglase is elevated, which it usually is, we can get the nauglase down to normal, but the EBV early antigen may remain normal. And what we have found, and actually confirmed, is there are a subset of patients that will have an elevated EBV level, indicating it's active, but it's a false positive. And this can be confirmed by doing the biofeedback type of testing you were referring to.
Yeah, biofeedback scanner, like we call it quantum scanning. We have several machines. I have the Hunters, the older white version. The most advanced is a biofilia tracker 3.
But people need this technology in their homes. Now's the time to get it, because if you're quarantined and you can't get to the doctor, and
they can't get the biofilia, but I'll tell you what you can do. We can have mobile units go to a place, but I actually can train people to do these and hack into the quantum universe, and they can actually scan somebody remotely anywhere in the world. So you can actually log into someone's name, address, and number, and you're hacking into what's called the quantum universe, and you can scan someone remotely anywhere on the planet. I've done it for years.
So people need access to that kind of technology, because if you're quarantined, you can't go anywhere. What are you going to do? And if you get tested for the coronavirus and you're positive, you become basically the modern-day version of a leper, and you can't leave your house.
Well, you're like that. What do they call that one? What would they call it? Typhoid Mary. Remember that one about Typhoid Mary?
Right.
Right. Well, in other words, it didn't kill her, but the people she got in contact with, the typhus killed them.
Correct.
Right.
But they're saying now that if you are diagnosed with, let's say, COVID-19, and you do not self-quarantine or keep that quarantine as prescribed, then you can be arrested for an act of terrorism, a criminal act.
Yeah, in fact, I think they're actually considering that here in America. They're doing it in other countries, like Russia's already done that, China's doing it. Other countries are considering the idea of making it a jailable offense if you're not self-quarantining properly, if you've proven to be a carrier.
That's why it's important to be proactive with your health and to treat yourself. So for all this diagnosing, I mean, it has a double-edged sword. So on the one hand, it may or may not confirm that you have it. On the other hand, it labels you as somebody that now must be quarantined forcefully.
Yeah, I think that I would tend to agree with you. I think what we need to do is we need to be more rational about this. Identify people early. Start them on things like Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, NutriSilver, NutriDefense. Things that stop the cytokine storm like our PowerC Plus and our PowerC Crystals, our Cell Defense, 8 times more absorbed curcumin, our new Cell Defense, Curcu Gold. Problem solved. Then we have the suppressive frequencies you can do good use. There are things like the Magi, a mini Magi. If you go to your fancy clinic, they can even get these Aura Cell to make sure their Nogalase levels aren't dropped. Because you see, no matter what you do, if you're not going to, even if you use an antiviral, people don't realize this. The ultimate killer is your immune cells if they can produce superoxide radical, which is 100 million degrees. People think antibodies kill it or vaccine kills it. Vaccine does nothing. It's like putting a green laser on a target. If your macrophage doesn't generate superoxide radical 100 million degrees, the virus doesn't die. People don't know that, do they?
No, they don't, and that's a good point. And people must, again, be proactive with their health. They need to have more choices and be given proper information on how to accomplish that, because if you're dependent on drugs, like they may be here in Nevada, you have the governor here who's prohibiting doctors from prescribing hydroxychloroquine for patients to use to treat the COVID, because they're claiming, we can only use that for what is indicated, but actually doctors have the right to use it for
We do it all the time. I don't think the governor could actually do that, because 85% of drug use is off-label anyway, so I think he's wrong. But I would only use it in a hospital when a person's identified as deteriorating and showing signs of heading toward ARDS. I wouldn't just slap everybody on, like some people, like this guy, got chloroquine aquarium cleaner, and he thought it was the same as hydroxychloroquine, and the guy died.
Right.
His wife got very sick, so don't try to be your doctor and take a medical education. Take natural molecules that are safe and that are help build up your native immune system and prevent you from going to, you know, deteriorating and letting your mitochondria die. And realize that we have these things like, you know, monoclonal antibody and plasma from people that already survived and give it to you. But don't rush out and say, I'm going to buy hydrochloroquine, I'm going to take it for 18 months. You do that, don't worry, we'll bury you long before the 18 months is over from taking the drug.
Good point.
Yeah, in other words, don't be your own doctor. Leave it up to the doctors. They're trying to test it out. Take the natural nutraceuticals, first line defense kit plus, and take the other technology like our CellVitalMat and the Mini Magi.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus
to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.